Russia and Ukraine have exchanged hundreds of prisoners of war in the biggest swap since the war began 7 months ago. The detainees who've been freed include UK, US and Moroccan citizens, as well as commandos from Ukraine's Azov battalion, which held out against a prolonged Russian siege in Mariupol. In return, Kyiv set free oligarch Viktor Medvedchuk. He's an ally of Vladimir Putin, and he's facing charges of treason and 54 Russian prisoners.
Congratulations on your return. Our guys are heroes. It's good to see everyone. It's nice after all the time we've been on the phone. We're proud of you, what you've done for our nation. Proud of each and every one of you. And I'm very glad that the team got you out of Russia. I'm glad we made the first step. You are safe in Turkey. The second step is, of course, to get you home.
In a separate deal negotiated by Saudi Arabia, 10 foreigners who fought for Ukraine have been freed by Russia and sent to Riyadh. Among them is Aidan Aslan, a British citizen sentenced to death by Moscow-backed separatists. OK, for more on this, let's speak to Gabriel Elizondo. He's joining us live now from Kyiv. How are the Ukrainians reacting to this deal, Gabe?
In a word, ecstatic. This is a big victory for most Ukrainians who wake up this morning getting this news, and they're thrilled, quite frankly. And the reason is because these soldiers that were released by the Russians in this prisoner swap, any soldiers would have been considered a victory for Ukrainians. But this is particularly bittersweet for them, if you will use that terminology, because of who they were. More than the majority of these 215 prisoners that were released were soldiers, as we mentioned, from the Azov regiment that held out for weeks and weeks at the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. They are considered and have been considered for many months now national heroes for what many Ukrainians consider their incredible bravery during the early and middle stages of this war. And you can see it all over the city. In fact, right behind me, you can actually see this is the City Hall building here in Kyiv, and they've had this huge banner that's been on the front of this building for many months now, reminding Ukrainians every day on how they wanted to free these soldiers from this regiment. So this is considered a very big day for the Ukrainians. They feel that this is a huge victory because of these soldiers that were now released.
And, Gabriel, we were talking about that Kyiv has also freed the oligarch Viktor Medvedchuk. Who is this high-ranking politician that Ukraine's releasing to Russia?
Yeah, he's a former politician here in Ukraine. He was released. He has an interesting, sort of a shadowy history here in Ukraine. He's an oligarch. He's 58 years old, and he's been part of the pro-Russia opposition. But not only that, he is very close on a professional and personal level to Vladimir Putin. In fact, they're extended family members, if you will, because Medvedchuk's child that he has, Vladimir Putin, is the godfather to his child. So they go back many years, and he was in the opening stages of this war. He was arrested by the Ukrainians on treason charges and held under house arrest. He fled house arrest and then was re-arrested by the Ukrainians. And so he is a figure that now the Ukrainians will be turning over as part of this deal to the Russians.
Gabriel, thank you very much indeed. Gabriel Elizondo bringing us up to date from Kyiv.